Blackstone Publishing presents Rebel's Call by Jamie McFarland and Rachel Aukus. This book is read by Scott Aiello and Emily Wu Zeller.
Chapter 1. Graduation. Peyton Foster stretched out for the ball she knew would arrive in seconds. From the corner of her eye, she saw Lewis Lockman closing on the position she'd soon occupy. Analytically, she understood the physical mismatch. She was giving up 35 kilograms to the brutish defensive quarter, and while he wasn't a spectacular player, this time he was in exactly the right place. The match was tied, and she could bat the ball away, likely running out the clock with a dropped ball. However, if Gemma Woodwright, her legal guardian, had taught her anything, it was that members of the Woodwright household played only to win. Instead of tensing defensively for impact, she forced calm through her body. Taut muscles would cause her arms to contract, shortening her reach slightly and allowing the ball to slip through her fingers. Physical pain she could endure, but facing her foster mother and explaining yet another failure? Not so much. Synthetic leather spun against the tips of her outstretched fingers. A grin started to form on her face as she managed to trap the ball with her other hand. The throw had been perfect, and she had a solid grip. She would not drop this ball.
I'm gonna frackin' crush you!
Having blocked out everything but the ball, Peyton was slow to process Lockman's words, until just before he buried his shoulder into her abdomen. The heavy defensive quarter's inertia drove the two of them into the lightly padded walls of the field, allowing his considerable bulk to do exactly what his words had promised. Air and spittle expelled from Peyton's mouth and momentarily fogged her face shield. She focused only on cradling the ball against her chest. At 0.05G, the two hung against the side wall of the field as a referee spun adroitly around them, recording the impact. Peyton eyed her HUD. The play was still ongoing, much to her surprise. A cough from Lockman and a loosening of his grip indicated he wasn't similarly aware. Peyton brought her knee into his chest and pushed off, just managing to free herself. She only needed 4 meters to deliver the ball to the goal, but a horde of opponents and friendlies were only seconds from descending on them. She'd never make it. But then, maybe she didn't need to. A grin tugged at her lips when she found Pavlov Nikitovna at the front of the pack. He was the smallest kid in her class, and on the field for that matter. Pavlov had no business being part of a brutally
sample complete. Ready to continue?